Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That was a good win. Coming off three losses, back-to-back losses against Philadelphia, you could not afford to lose this game. It's a good, solid win. Manaea has been, as I just got done talking about Cole and the ace, Manaea has been the ace of the staff. He's been the guy you want on the mound. He's been the guy who's just given you 6 2/3 at least every single time out there. He limited the Nationals to one run in this game on a double and a base hit in the fourth. And, it's just, for me, it's one of those relief wins. You had to have it. You can't afford to lose that game. A three-game losing streak right now would be, tough to take, especially, one of them being against the Nationals. But that doesn't change the fact that, I'm tired of saying it, but Pete Alonso, he's the guy I'm looking at. And I'm not alone. I know that. I'm not telling you I'm reinventing the wheel here. But Pete Alonso, his season can still be, it won't be a good season. And I'm not sure how, I don't care about his contract. I don't really care how, I don't know if how the Met fan feels about him anymore, because I feel like it's just over. It's at the point where I don't think the Met fans want him back. Almost every Met fan I talk to, at the very least, would be fine with him leaving. It started out the season in a much different tone. Why haven't you paid him already? You got the most money in as any owner. But now it just feels like they'd be fine with losing him, at the very least. Most want him gone. But I still say that right now, Pete Alonso can absolutely change the narrative of this season. If he steps up in the absence of Lindor, it's almost even better for him when I say better for him, I'm saying easier for him to change the narrative, to do it without Lindor. Because someone has to step up in the MVP's absence. Someone has to step up when the guy who's carried you all year, and there have been jokes, Lindor hurt his back carrying a polar bear all year. Like, the guy who carried this team needs a week. I don't know how long it's going to be. It might be the Philadelphia series. I have no idea. Again, I'm concerned. I don't know if he's gone for the year. I'm not saying he's got, I'm not Frank the Tank saying he's got spinal stenosis. There's nothing wrong with him, but he's got a back, and it's bad enough where this guy who plays all the time can't go out there. So, it could be 5 days. It could be a while. Someone's got to step up, and if it's Pete, and if he can get hot here and carry this team and hit some home runs and put together a stretch, they were talking about on the broadcast. Yeah, you could look at his numbers, and they're not god awful. He's got 32 home runs. His OPS is slightly above average. Like, he's been, he's had his moments. He's a slugger. He's going to hit some home runs. It's very hard to make a case that he's made a real impact with this team. I'm sorry, it just has. You watch him day in and day out. You watch the Mets day in and day out. Sure, he's got his home runs. And I think sometimes the idea of everything, it's nothing but meaningless home runs. They used to say that about Alex Rodriguez, too. It's nonsense. Not every one of Pete's 32 have been meaningless, but let's be fair. He does himself no help with getting rid of that stigma when he's hitting home runs off Cody Clemens. He's better off not hitting that home run than hitting a home run over Clemens. But if he can step up here down the stretch and get this team into the playoffs and then get hot in the playoffs, it changes completely how you feel about him. It's the gift. It's a gift that playoff teams are given. It's a gift that Yankee players for all those years were given. Your season, and Joe Torre would talk to them about this. Like, you could be crap all year. You're not going to have a great year. You're never going to get to a point where you look up and the numbers are what you want them to be. But if you help us down the stretch here, that's all we'll remember. And right now, the only thing we remember about Pete Alonso is a no-show. in any kind of clutch at bat this entire year. That's all the Met fan knows of Pete Alonso this year. And if he changes that narrative by getting hot here and carrying the team while Lindor is on the shelf and goes into the playoffs and plays well, I'm telling you, the narrative would be and the feeling about this year for him will be different. You know what? Tough year. It happens. I mean, was unbelievable for us down the stretch and into the postseason. That will be the story. And playing in New York in the postseason, if he's concerned about his contract, which unfortunately I think he very much is, that'll help him get paid too. This is the time for Pete Alonso to step up. There's just no doubt about it. He's got to be the guy. I mean, Vientos is slumping, but you'd like him to do something. J.D. Martinez is brought here. The professional at bats we've heard of J.D. Martinez. You know, he unlocked Vientos. Be nice if he showed up. He's been absolutely nowhere. So, I mean, it's a nice win. The pitching has been incredible. And they're a game up on Atlanta, who lost to the Dodgers last night and are banged up and have not played well here. And the Mets have every opportunity to make this last wild card spot and get into the postseason. But I'm sorry. I just find it, they're not going to do it 2-1 every night. They're just not. And I know they scored some runs against Philadelphia, a couple of 3-run home runs in that first game, and then blew the doors off them late. But besides that, I mean, they're just not scoring runs, this team. This offense, every game is the same thing. It's you know, scoreless through six almost on a nightly basis. They've got to wake up, because I can't imagine the pitching being so dominant the rest of the way that you're going to be able to get to the promised land. You got to have someone step in for Lindor. And let's be honest, even when Lindor comes back, you're telling me that he's going to be 100%? And after not playing for however many games, like, I don't expect him to come back and just be gangbusters. Like, you have to figure out a way to get more offense going right now, because they just consistently do nothing. And it's hard to rely on the pitching and rely on, you know, Taylor and Iglesias. Those are nice stories. They fit this narrative of the team having something special, and maybe narrative is even unfair. They do have something special going on. They do. But, like, you want those guys to be pieces who, you know, who come through in a big moment here or there. They can't be the driving force of your team. And right now they're relying on starting pitching, you know, a couple of guys you felt better about in the back end of the bullpen, and a couple of clutch hits here or there. And that's a very difficult way to finish out this season on a tough schedule, to try and beat out the Atlanta Braves, who have played their best in September, the last 4 or 5 years, including a World Series championship. So now's the time, Pete.